Do any of you wonder about people that are writing and researching UFOs, extraterrestrials, things like that? Does it ever enter your mind that people who are learning, researching, and writing about UFOs, for example, if they're being watched in some way, are there groups out there particularly interested in those of us that have certain interests of our own? Today, we're going to talk about that. But before we actually get started here, I want to remind everyone that there are actually two YouTube channels here. We have A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. On They Call Me the Ghost, I've tended to share my real on-the-job experiences with me and my team as we go out and tackle crazy and outrageous and surely unbelievable jobs that no one else can or will do. In Stranger World, well, that's where we discuss anything crazy, dark, and mysterious. So if that's what you're into and you like hearing it in the story format, that's exactly what we do here. So you are in the right place. And you can check out our podcasts as well. Again, A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. Okay, well, let's get to what we're talking about today, which is if you are a UFO author or writer, are you being watched? Well, for certain, that is a provocative question. We have to face the fact, which is such watching does indeed occur. One example of many that shows how the FBI, for an example, has made a careful study of UFO-themed books. Although not widely known, the FBI has on various occasions taken more than a passing interest in monitoring publications on the UFO subject. And we all have an interest in this group in UFOs and what's going on out there. So let's check this out. And to illustrate this, let's take a look. In June 1966, that's when the first printing by Lyle Stewart Publishers of Frank Edwards' book, Flying Saucers, Serious Business, came out. By October of that year, Edwards' book was in its third printing. Hey, congrats to that guy. Well, on the 16th of October, it was announced in the This World supplement of the San Francisco-based newspaper, The Examiner and Chronicle, that the congressional representative of Michigan, and later became U.S. president, this was Gerald Ford, was pressing for Congress to look into this whole UFO matter. It was also announced that the U.S. Air Force had commissioned a University of Colorado psychics professor named Edward U. Condon to conduct an in-depth study of unidentified flying objects. An FBI memo from October 19th of 1966 states that the, meaning This World, article also points out that since last summer, pressure has been mounting for the establishment of an independent, civilian-controlled investigative agency to look into the UFO problem, he says. And he also says that it's the pressure that is probably contributing to the current controversy. That both Edwards and his book were of interest to the FBI is something spelled out further in the three-page Bureau document, also of the 19th of October. It points out that flying saucers were observed in the spring of 1946, okay, in Scandinavia and Russia, all right? And the book documents many reports throughout the world of UFOs since that date and claims that 1965 was the year the greatest number of UFO sightings and that these were observed by multiple witnesses, meaning all kinds of people. It is author Edwards' contention that UFOs are space vehicles sent to observe the activities here on Earth and things like the Air Force, which is charged with the responsibility of investigating UFOs, or had been. It's deliberately withheld information, though, and it's given misleading explanations because they feared that divulging everything they knew would cause a massive panic, widespread everywhere. And so they chose not to do that. So pretty much immediately, the public is out of the loop. There's more to know than the public can ever know. And with this, it starts right here. The FBI does continue to describe things, saying, the book describes UFOs as polished metal objects radiating heat and light, sufficient to have burned witnesses who were too close by, and emitting some force field that interferes with the electromagnetic instruments and power sources. Colors range from brilliant white to these dull reds and again brilliant orange. Some objects have carried blinking lights. They had also deduced that there were three basic shapes. You have the zeppelin-shaped ships up to 300 feet long. Then, of course, we have the disc-shaped objects, and those range from a few feet in diameter all the way up to 100 feet, with many reported at about 30 feet in diameter. And then we have the egg-shaped objects, which, according to the author, are the ones most recently sighted. Also, according to the book, the objects move silently and attain fantastic speeds, yet can hover motionless in mid-air. They have been reported to land and take off with great speed, usually with a burst of light from the underside, which in some cases has left the ground beneath it scorched. But that's not all. There was more to come from the FBI. They say many of the persons named in the book who have reported them are reliable individuals, including law enforcement officers, military personnel on official duty, military pilots, commercial airline pilots, civil defense officials, etc. A number of photographs of the objects have been reported in the book, some taken by reputable persons. Many reported sightings are from atomic and missile research areas. This doesn't surprise me. Does it surprise you? Wreckage of crashed saucers have been reportedly covered on at least three occasions, in one case described as a magnesium alloy, in another as pure magnesium, and in a third case, attributed to an official of the Canadian government, the material was described as an exceptionally hard, unknown material, actually a matrix of magnesium, which contained thousands of different 15-micron spheres throughout the whole thing, and showing evidence of micrometeorites on its surface, which is also something that you could deduce. It's traveled a very long ways. A few witnesses have reported seeing crewmen who have landed from the objects, who are described as 3.5 to maybe 4 feet tall, wearing what appear to be spacesuits and even helmets. And the FBI files don't stop there on Edwards, because there's this. They say author Edwards concludes this book with a prediction that in the near future, UFOs will make an overt landing or deliberate contact with Earth. A copy of this letter is being directed to Denver in view of the contract to Dr. Edward U. Condone. The above is being called to the Bureau's attention in view of the press report of mounting pressure for a civilian-controlled investigative agency to handle UFO matters. Having discussed the issue of UFOs with a number of journalists in the mainstream media, it is widely known and accepted that many view the hypothesis that government and intelligence agencies are taking an interest in the activities of civilian UFO researchers, and they're looking at it more than just someone who has some paranoia about it. They're actually interested in what, you know, us regular people are finding out. Yet, as the remarkably detailed document cited above makes clear, those that do enter this world and the field of UFO research, and if they begin publishing the details of their discoveries, well, hey, they can expect to soon attract the attention of the official world. I mean, just by looking at this short and quick and sweet here, it does tell us that government agencies have indeed taken a close look at people who are writing things about UFOs and extraterrestrials and even the shows that are out now. How often or not such a thing happens, though, is very unclear. If you're really into the subject, maybe they're looking into you. And my question to you is, do you think they are interested in what, you know, us little people are doing? Do you think they're learning from things that we are posting and saying and publishing? It kind of reminds me of all the amateur sleuths out there. Even real detectives are taking an interest in what these sleuths are coming up with these days. So surely it could be the same with all of this UFO extraterrestrial information. Let me know what you think. And thanks for listening today. And I will talk to you all soon.